Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-02. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Gretchen. Well, do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Bridget, a patient's caregiver. The patient's name is Cheryl Jackson Bittner. We wanted to know exactly
okay, Abigail.
Yes.
You're giving me a lot of information at the same time. I'm going to have you repeat some of it.
Okay.
What is your last name?
The patient's name is Cheryl Jackson Bittner. My name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency.
What is your last name, Abigail?
The first initial is N, as in Nancy. I'm not legally obligated to provide my last name.
What is the name of the other person that's on the line with you today?
Bridget Van, sorry, I don't know exactly how to pronounce your last name.
Van Vladriken.
Can you spell your last name for me, Bridget?
V as in Victor, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, D as in Dog, R as in Rich, I as in Ice Cream, C as in Cat, K as in Kangaroo, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy.
Okay, so I kind of need to verify one of this letter. It's V as in Victor, A, N, and the next letter, is it a Z as in Zebra?
They're both V as in Victor.
Okay. So V,
A,
N, B.
V, A, N, B again.
Okay, thank you. It's my understanding that you're calling today in regards to Cheryl Jackson.
Yes, we wanted to know exactly what part of the enrollment process she's up to. She definitely had one assessment. I just want to be sure both assessments were finished. And if she sent in all the financial documents that were requested.
I now need to obtain some pieces of personal information, and please note that we will not speak with anyone about the application without the applicant's verbal or written consent. What is the applicant's date of birth to locate a record?
70561.
So, Bridget, I have you listed as an authorized representative on the record. Do you give me authorization to discuss your personal information as well as the one for Cheryl while Abigail is on the line with us today?
Honestly, I don't know. I have, 100 people calling me, and she's the one that recommended calling and checking this information. So, honestly, I don't know.
So if you don't consent to us discuss your personal information and that of Cheryl with Abigail on the line, I can't continue the call.
Okay, Bridget, I'm calling from Family First Care. We're a home care agency. I know it could be confusing if a bunch of people are calling from different places. We are a very valid and true agency. We come through and If you would like, you can speak with her and let me know what happened, what way you're holding the process, but I can't tell you what to do.
Okay, fine. You can. Sure.
So, Bridget, can you provide me with your address and telephone number that we have listed for you on record?
333 North Ave. I mean, no. Sorry. 119 Bridge Street. Apartment 205 Morton, PA 19070.
Your phone number?
284-522-1263.
And the applicant's address that we have for the applicant on record?
Norwinden Drive in Springfield.
I need the complete address.
North Norwinden
Drive, I think it is. And the zip code on the address? PA 19064. Thank you. I have the telephone number for the applicant listed as 215-501-6169.
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay with me discussing the case with Abigail on the line?
Yes.
So the first intake visit was completed on February the 17th. We are still missing the physician certification form from the doctor to be able to complete the clinical determination on the case. Any other questions or concerns for me?
So, like you said, both assessments were finished, correct?
Correct.
And the intake visit from us was completed, and also the Department of Aging completed their assessment. We're waiting for the physician certification.
For the doctor's form. Okay, I'm going to have someone call you, Bridget, to fill out the form over the phone from New York Express Medical.
The form was already filled out and given.
It was filled out by the doctor?
Oh. Yes, the form was filled out and already given. I even took it to the first appointment or the second. And they might even have a copy of it.
We don't have the certification form on record.
Well, I watched her take a picture of it. This is what's freaky to me. If you're so legit, how come this information is just wonky and different each time, and then things are missing, and then people are calling me. Like, I'm confused.
I'm not sure why Abigail called you and how she has your information. Now, as far as Carol's application with us, I don't have the physician certification form on record.
So that has nothing to do with us. That the broker came down, and if they took a picture of the form, they should have it. So that's from the broker's agency. I don't know. Maybe, Bridget, do you know which broker came? And you can let her know so he can find out if she has it.
Would that be who I, the only other person whose number, the only person who I met with whose number I have is, I think it's Lori or Dory.
Can you take a picture of the certification form and resend it?
If I have it.
I thought I gave it to her, but I can look in the envelope and see if I have a copy. If I do, I can. Do you have an email?
Yeah, absolutely. I can provide you our email.
Okay. And what is that email?
It's an acronym. It's five letters to begin with. It's P as in Paul, A as in Apple, I as in Ice Cream, E as in Elephant, B as in Boy, at Maximus, MAXIMUS.com.
All right, I'm going to repeat that. P as in Paul, A as in Apple, I as in Ice Cream, E as in Egg, B as in Ball, A at Maximus.com.
Yep, P-A-I-E-B at Maximus.com. Correct.
Okay. Okay, so...
It'll take anywhere from 48 to 72 hours for it to be processed into the rocker. Once we have received it, we'll make a clinical determination on the case. If she clinically qualifies for the services, then the application will move over to the county assistance office for financial review.
Okay, and do you know if they received any of the financial documents? Because Bridget said she
no
handed them in.
No financial documents have been
she
received.
She handed them in
See,
when
that,
the area agencies
weird.
On aging came. She said she gave them some of the documents, or hopefully all.
No financial documents have been submitted to the county assistance office.
Hmm. Which documents was it, Bridget? Hello?
Hold on, please. I'm looking on my
no problem.
Messages. Her name is Lori. That's all I know.
I'm sorry, Lori?
Lori was the broker who
that.
Came down.
No.
Yeah, Lori is
who was not,
has the information.
Caseworker. The caseworker from the independent enrollment broker, her name is Takani. So if he provided the information to someone else, she'll need to figure
now,
out
Takani
if
Takani was the first person that I met. I met two people. Takani was the first one. Lori
maybe Takani was the one
was
who
the
has
one.
The form.
There was two
Takani
different
was
girls.
Probably the one that you gave the doctor's
I
form to.
I gave stuff to both. On the first visit, I gave the doctor's information. On the second visit, I gave the... what she makes, her income information. That's all I know. And that's what I was told to give, and I made sure I had it for each meeting. Now I'm getting these calls to, like, do something where I should have given it to someone that's supposed to do that job. Like, I'm, if I have to email it, sure, I will. But I'm confused, and I'll go find the paper, I'll email that, but then what am I supposed to do? Just wait?
So, Bridget, the Takani, who works for us, Pennsylvania Enrollment Brokers, she didn't update the physician certification form in the record, so we don't have it. So if you send it, well, once we receive it, like I said, we'll make a clinical determination on the case. As
okay.
far as the financial documentation, all of the financial documentation needs to be submitted to the county assistance office. The Department
and
of
who
Aging.
Does that? I do that?
Yes. I mean,
well,
if
okay.
we're
I
acting on behalf of the applicant, I'm sorry, we can all speak at the same time. So, what was your question, Bridget?
I said, Is that something that I need to do? Because I wasn't told that that's something that I need to do.
Yeah, so it's a responsibility of the applicant or their representative to submit the financial documentation to the county assistance office.
Okay, and what exactly is that? Can I just go to her bank and get the printout for the last 5 years? Is that what I can do?
Correct.
Okay, so I'll go to her bank with her, I'll get that, and then I'll resend the doctor's note. Is that what's happening? I'll do that, and then I'll just wait for another call, I guess.
And just to inform you, the county assistance office sent a letter to the applicant's home with the request of the rest of the documentations that they'll need to be provided with. And they were asking for verification.
I have her mail right here, and I didn't even look at it. She dropped it off last night, and yes, it's right here, Delaware County of Human Services. Okay, it's a note, it's saying you've applied. In order to finish processing the request, please repeat, and then complete the following steps. Return copies and documents below by March 6th. Well, this is rent, lot, more. That's how much, like, she's paying?
Yeah, she'll need to submit verification of either property.
She doesn't have properties. She doesn't have anything.
Oh,
she's living with her brother right now, in the midst of not living there. She doesn't have anything. So what am I supposed to do with that?
So you only need to send in what she does have on that list.
Okay.
There needs to be a 5-year look back of if you had any bank accounts open within the last 5 years and if she's getting Social Security. They need to see whatever financials she had in the last 5 years. That's what they have to see. They will be able to see if something wasn't sent in. So
okay.
I can send you the list that I send out.
Okay.
Maybe this will be clearer for you.
Yeah, because part of her problem is her memory. And, like, I just married her son 3 years ago. Like, I love her to death, but, like, I'm just jumping into this trying to help her.
Yeah.
And, like, so, I'm new and, like, I'm gathering this information as I go. And she's not the person to get the information from because, obviously, she needs help because, you know what I mean? So I'm sorry for the miscommunication,
it can be confusing. It's a lot of information. I know this. I do this with a lot of patients and people who are taking care of them. It can get confusing, but I try to guide you as much as I can so that we can get to the end of the process.
I appreciate that. Well, I'll try to get on this. I mean, now I have till the 6th, and
it said March 6th. That is tomorrow. Yeah. Okay.
That's, like, really fast, so.
If I may interject, Bridget, the letter from the county assistance office says that the documentation is due on the 6th because they provide 30 days from the day of the visit to submit financial documentation. You have a little bit of time after the 6th for Ms. Cheryl. They're actually not requesting the 5-year verification. If you read the letter that was sent to you, to her, that you have in front of you, it says
it
only provide the last 6 months. So the letter says to provide statements of all accounts owned for the past 6 months. It asks for verification of where she resides, whether she's paying rent, mortgage, whatever the case is. If she's not doing any of that, a letter needs to be written to the county assistance office explaining who she's living with and who's responsible to pay for her dwelling. They're asking if she has any utility bills. If she doesn't have any utility bills, on that letter that you're writing, you're going to write, she doesn't have any utility bills because so-and-so takes care of all of the utilities. You'll send that to the county assistance office with the verification of her income and the statements that they're requesting. The address where you need to drop off that information is also on the letter. It's 701 Crosby Street, Suite A, Chester, PA, 19013. And they also provided information about the waiver. That is what we are doing. So once we receive the picture of the physician certification form that you're going to send to us, as long as it's completed accurately, we'll be able to make a clinical determination, and then the PA 1768 will be sent to the county assistance office. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me?
No, I don't. Thank you so much for your patience.
You're quite welcome. If there aren't any other questions or concerns, would you like to participate on our survey at the end of the call?
Sure.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line, and you have a good rest of your day.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for not currently enrolled in a program.
Okay, I'm going to call you back on your regular line, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.